Next, I'm proud to introduce to you someone who has been fighting the good fight in Washington, our Vice President of Federal Affairs. She's in charge of leading our Washington, D.C. office and our government affairs team. She runs a four-person shop in Washington, D.C., and leads an impressive team of contracted legislative, regulatory, legal, and international trade experts. Prior to working for us, she worked for a number of members of Congress from the state of Illinois, including Senator Durbin, who was instrumental, a true champion, in supporting the passage of the RFS. She was also chief of staff for the California Congressman Mike Thompson, who's on the Ways and Means Committee. And she's worked for other renewable energy associations. Her leadership has contributed greatly to our policy successes over the last year. She does a tremendous job for us, is a true professional, and a fantastic person to work with. Please welcome Ann Steckel.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Joe, for that kind introduction. It is wonderful to see everyone today in fabulous Las Vegas as we start another exciting year in the biodiesel industry. As we saw in the video clip, we had a bit of a wild ride in Washington last year. At times, it even seemed like we were running an obstacle course. But in the end, we were ultimately successful. When I started at NBB almost 2 years ago, it didn't take me long to understand our number one priority is the renewable fuel standard. The RFS is the backbone of our industry, and fighting for it is our first order of business in Washington. I also know that for many biodiesel producers, the dollar per gallon tax incentive is helping you all stay competitive and is a critical tool for growing your business. So as we drew up our to-do list in Washington for 2012, these two issues, growing the renewable fuel standard and reinstating the tax incentive, were tops on our list. And I'm very happy to say that as we closed out the year in 2012, we were able to put a check mark next to them and say, accomplished. The Obama administration raised the RFS volume level to 1.28 billion gallons, and Congress reinstated the tax incentive. Now, this wasn't easy, as you all know. We had months of delays and frustration before the gridlock eased up late in the year. And there was plenty of times where the outlook pretty bleak, but we kept at it. And in the end, it was the continued groundwork that we laid throughout the year that made it possible. I want to personally thank all of you for your help. And while we couldn't do it without your engagement, let me also take a moment to introduce our Washington staff. Larry Schaefer, Ben Evans, and the newest member of our team, Kirsten Scala. I also want to thank our team in Jefferson City for the tireless work they do every day to make us a great trade association. In addition, we have an excellent team of contractors and lobbyists, some of whom you saw in our video clip. I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about the effort behind our accomplishments in 2012 and how we can apply those to our challenges in 2013. First, you were engaged as much as we've ever seen in our push to get the RFS volume increased. At our conference last year in Orlando, hundreds of you signed letters to administration officials asking them to increase the RFS. We allocated your hard-earned dues dollars to bolster our presence on Capitol Hill and to strengthen our grassroots advocacy so that key lawmakers and administration officials were regularly getting calls and letters. We used paid advertising in key markets and enlisted biodiesel supporters from across the country to weigh in with the administration. We had one of our most successful fly-ins ever when dozens of you came to Washington last February to push for the volume increase. There were producers and feedstock suppliers, large and small, representing nearly every nation in the country. As a result, we had 60 members of Congress from states as diverse as California to Iowa and Rhode Island sign a letter to the White House asking for the volume increase. We followed that up with meetings at the EPA, Office of Budget and Management, and White House. Our entire team worked overtime. And then, on September 14th, It was a Friday. I clearly remember because I did a little bit of celebrating that night. The EPA announced final biodiesel volume increases. Now, this wasn't important just because it means an additional 280 million gallon requirement this year. It was a potential precedent. And the EPA found that using more biodiesel is a cost-effective, environmentally beneficial part of our energy strategy. We are hopeful that conclusion will continue for the foreseeable future, and we will continue to see sustainable gains under the RFS for years to come. We're already working very hard on future volume requirements that will allow our industry to grow, including the Advanced Biofuel Program. On the tax front, we were at the mercy of Congress, which you may have noticed has been a bit dysfunctional these days. But our industry's bipartisan backing and nationwide footprint continues to pay dividends in terms of political support on Capitol Hill. We have worked hard to avoid the partisan disputes that have set back other renewable industries. Yet more and more, we are being held hostage to those partisan issues over spending and gridlock and deficits. That is not likely to change in the future. If anything, things could get worse before they get better. And we are currently reviewing the best strategies for winning a long-term, seamless extension of the tax incentive so that you can better plan for your business growth. But let me be clear on this. We cannot rest on our laurels and expect to repeat our successes from last year without continued strong advocacy. As you heard in the video, the petroleum industry is becoming more and more aggressive on renewables and is making no secret that repealing the RFS is amongst its top priorities this year. They're launching an ad campaign and a full-scale blitz on Capitol Hill. And the American Petroleum Institute, the Refiners Association, and other oil groups have armies of lobbyists in Washington and spends tens of millions of dollars on advocacy. We fully expect to see committees take up legislation in the next few months to attempt to weaken or even eliminate the RFS. Petroleum groups have also been very aggressive in challenging the RFS in court. We spent a large amount of time and resources fighting these lawsuits, and I'm proud to say we have been successful in our last three consecutive court cases. We also know how devastating the RIN crisis has been for many of you, and we have worked very hard with the EPA and the petroleum industry to find a constructive solution. We will be seeing new regulations on that front soon, and we will continue to work with our membership to get the best rule possible. We are still at a critical crossroads in our industry, with the RFS under attack. Many in Congress openly questioning why we even need alternative energy when we are experiencing an oil and gas boom in the U.S. I think we all know the answer. We know that oil is still a monopoly that ultimately hurts consumers. We know that emissions from fossil fuels are costly and dangerous. And we know that creating a new American biodiesel industry is good for jobs and the economy. But we have to remember that not everyone in Washington gets it. And we are up against very well-funded, entrenched interests who in some cases literally want us to go out of business. I want to implore you to stay engaged this year. I know you get a lot of calls and emails from us, but please read those emails and use the letters and the talking points we provide on our website to make sure you reach out to your members of Congress regularly and remind them they have a biodiesel presence back home that creates jobs and economic activity. Here at the conference, please make sure you stop by the NBB booth and exhibition hall and sign a pre-drafted letter we're sending to the administration regarding next year's RFS volume. I know Washington can seem like a daunting place, but at the end of the day, and we certainly saw it this year, it's often a messy process with a handful of men and women sitting around a table and hashing out what makes it into a bill and what's left on the cutting room floor. If we are reaching out to our representatives on a regular basis, we should have enough folks in the room to make the cut. The good news is that we have an incredible story to tell, and heading into what is sure to be a record year of production, I look forward to working alongside you as we continue to secure biodiesel's place as a key and growing component of our energy mix. Thank you very much.